You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Good morning, everyone. Oh my God, did you have to put an extra blanket on this morning? Was it chilly? Oh my God, I have an electric blanket, and boy, I certainly didn't want to roll out of that this morning, but it was in the 30s, I think it was, and we're going to get a weather update at 7:35 this morning from our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, to find out what is going on this weekend. It is very chilly in the air. Oh, my God, it's so cold. But Mike and I are here, so how you doing
today? I'm not going to say this, but I thought I saw something with the S word in it.
No, you did not. Sand. It was raining.
It was probably sand.
Yeah. It can't be snow. Oh, my God. But anyway, folks, we just wonder. We're welcoming you two out and about with Elaine.
Up.
And we're stocking up with our snow shovels and
milk,
ice scrapers.
Eggs.
Wait a minute. Isn't that for...
I got my plaid shirt.
Hey, look what I got on. My plaid shirt. I do my plaid flannel shirt. But anyway, this is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine on a very chilly, cold, brisk morning on Saturday. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I'll lay out the show's format today. It's kind of interesting. And there was a lot of buzz on Facebook about being mindful, you know, living in the moment and everything. So here are some of the things that we're going to talk about a little bit later. Like, have you ever driven down a street or went to a location and never really looked around to see the beauty that is all around you? Like a child's infectious smile, you know, somebody at the grocery store will just go ahead and smile at you. And you're so busy in not even paying any attention that you might miss that, you know? Or if you're working, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day, as most of us do now, do you ever look up and see what's around you? Have you ever noticed driving to work, like the maple trees and the sunlight bouncing off, you know, to create a beautiful array of colors? You know, this is called focusing on the present moment of your life. You know, a photo that went viral that really captured this is one when the Pope was visiting the United States, and there was there was a row of spectators. There had been hundreds of people, right? And this photo showed all these people with their cell phones holding their cell phones, looking through the camera lenses to capture a picture of the Pope. And an elderly woman looking at the Pope, smiling with delight as he smiled back at her. This was captured, you know, in the moment. So we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. You know, we do have a full show. There's a lot of things going on out and about and everything. But that picture says it all. Out of all the people, she's just standing there looking right at the Pope, and all these people have their, you know, cell phones up with their cameras, you know, trying to capture the picture, but they're not really seeing the Pope. She is. And it just says it all. And I know Mike's going to go look up on Facebook when we go to break. But it was just, it just really captured me. And I started thinking about it. How many times have we, like, driven to work and we don't even realize the ride that, boom, we're right here, you know? I call it automatic pilot. And I have to say, I do it too. I'm on automatic pilot when I come into work every day. It just happens. So, but I did want to mention, because I do go out and about, last week at the Met Cafe, they had a George Leonard concert. They were celebrating 40 years of Lupo's anniversary at the Met in Pawtucket. And Georgie Porgy and the Crybabies performed. And George Leonard, who is our Attleboro native son here, performed spectacular. The show was really high energy. There had to have been about 200 people there, and it was just really, really phenomenal. It was just a real phenomenal experience to see him and his two sisters can still rock it out of the park. They did. They were just really so entertaining. It was just really great. And I'm sure he'll be out and about himself and doing some other things too. But I know that you're interested in about football, and I do have my glasses with me today, so if you're listening, hopefully I won't mess up too bad. Although, you know, it was really weird. I was coming home last night, and I turned on the radio, 1320 WARA, of course, and I heard an old familiar voice. I said, wait a minute, this sounds like Paul Healy. And then I realized wait a minute, he's calling, you know, he's calling the game. So how do we do Attleboro? Well, let me start with North Attleboro. North Attleboro won over Taunton 44-20. East Bridgewater beat Dighton Rehoboth 37-14. Stoughton over Foxborough 14-0. Fion over Somerset 9-6. Attleboro, yay! We won over King Philip 25-15. That must have been a really great game. Mansfield won over Franklin 24-3. Yikes. That's hard. 24 points over three.
Wouldn't that be funny if we could get Paul Healy to call in and do this little sports report for you?
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be awesome? I don't know if Paul would get up this early, because he's out late last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have two more. Dover-Sherborne won over Norton 25-14. And that's it. I guess that's it. So anyway, those are the scores. And I know we have a game. The New England Patriots are playing the, I used to say Baltimore Colts, but now they moved to Indiana, so it's the Indiana Colts on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a really good game. I mean, they were pitted against each other when they were doing the championship games. And some of the reporters were, you know, giving the Patriots a bad rap in the media, you know, hyping up the game. That, but, you know, public opinion says it wouldn't have mattered even the Patriots would have won over the Colts anyway in that final game, even if they, you know, because Deflategate, they said even if the footballs were inflated. So anyway, we have a full show of a lot of different things that are coming up, and mindfulness is our main topic. But if you have any questions and would like, or just to say hello, give us a call at 508-222-1320. The coffee's kicking in. You know, we have a great show planned. And if you play the lottery, oh my goodness, I hope somebody wins. The Rhode Island daily number is 4294. The Mass daily is, now this is unusual, 9696. I've never seen that. Mass Cash, 3, 25, 26, 32, 33. Mega Millions, I always wish you extra good luck, because this is like a miracle pass. It's 2, 38, 48, 61, 68. The Mega Plier is 3, and the Mega Ball is 4. Do you ever play the lottery?
Not often, but, you know, sometimes I always get the urge to.
I think that when, you know, it's really crazy when we get it over like $100 million and we start playing.
Well, that's when everyone tries to win.
I know, but the thing of it is, I'd be happy with $2 million. I'd be happy with $1 million. I'd be happy with $500,000.
Anything.
Yes, please. Send it.
Even winning an extra ticket.
Speaking of extra tickets, I do have a ticket to the King Richard's Fair, and I know it goes to the end of the month, and then that's it. So I have to go one day. This weekend is really extraordinary with granddaughter's events. We have two, oh my God, we have two recitals. We have one tonight at 6:30, and we have one again at the same location at noontime tomorrow. So I'll be ripping and running to Rhode Island College, my old alma mater, to see my little granddaughters perform. One is playing, I think tonight is Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John. And I was telling Mike before we came on that I played it on my phone. And she said, no, that's not the song. And I said, yes, look. I said, this is Elton John. And she looked at me like, who? So that's like, oh, my God. And the other one's doing Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. So I'll be there for like hundreds of kids just to see like 4 minutes of my grandchildren. But you know what? It's all worth it, because that's what we do. You know, that's what we do. Anyway, folks, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. If you'd like to call in and say hello, our number here is 508-222-1320. On this very, very chilly day, it's going to be so cold. And I have a feeling that even though we did some summer things, I think we have to bring out our winter coats over the weekend. What do you think?
Oh, right. I keep hearing that song, you know, that song that it's beginning to look a lot like winter.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I have done some Christmas shopping.
Oh, you have? I don't know. We're very close to Christmas now, so you have started.
I have done that since August. I make it a point. Yeah, I go up on Amazon.com and I get these really unusual and unique things. I actually yesterday bought some Stella glasses, the beer mugs. Beautiful crystal glass. They're just beautiful. They're only like a $10 or something like that.
Oh, Elaine, you shouldn't have.
But listen,
oh.
Each glass that you buy, they make a donation to underdevelopment country to provide water for people that don't have any for 5 years.
Mm.
So I bought four. So I figure four women will have fresh, cleaning water for 4 years. That was their whole thing. It was like something, it was a cute campaign, you know. And if you bought one of those glasses, you provided fresh water for fresh drinking water for 5 years for one woman that doesn't have it. And it's called water.org.
Wow.
So I bought four. Mm. So some people in my family will be getting those for Christmas, as well as I think I'm going to keep two for myself. But they are, it's just really, really a great organization. And some of the beer companies and glass companies are stepping up and doing that, and they are dedicated to doing that. So
water.
Mike is just going to go up online for water.org, and I'll show it to you during our quick break here. Anyway, okay, I digress here. When we come back on the flip side, we have a lot of different things that are going on in our own local area. It's from plays to movie reviews and lots of things. And don't forget, the Attleboro Farmers Market. We only have 2 weekends away, and we'll be talking about that as well. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attleboro Springs Wildlife Sanctuary, located on Park Street, will come alive on October 17th for the Halloween Spooktacular. Visitors will be guided through pumpkin-lit trails and greeted by forest inhabitants who are more than willing to share the history of the sanctuary. The guided tours will leave from Attleboro Springs parking lot every 15 minutes, starting from 5 till 8 o'clock p.m. This fun-filled, non-scary Halloween event includes skits, stories, crafts, a campfire, and much, much more. For more information, call 508-223-3060.
Oh, good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Good morning on this very chilly Saturday. But, you know, fall is in the air, you know, and it's a really kind of a nice day to get out and about, I think. I mean, as I was driving in darkness, the sun started to come up, and it was, you know, half dark and half white, and it was like, wow, this is really great. But I know Jim Corbin's going to be talking to us about when we have to turn our clocks back 1 hour, and then everything.
Maybe it'll be this weekend. No, I don't know.
No. No, it's generally like it's around 2 weeks now.
I think it's going to be around that Halloween time.
It is, yeah. And then when you wake up the next day, you feel, wow, this is really great because you get to sleep an extra hour. But that Monday going to work is the hardest week of my life because we get up in the dark, we leave at dark, and it's like you just feel like it's a perpetuating, you know, it's just depressing.
Yeah.
It is. It's just really depressing because it just takes a little bit of time to adjust, and then I'm okay.
That doesn't depress me. You know what really depresses me?
No.
This white stuff that falls down on the ground.
Dandruff?
No. The cold one.
I'm not saying it. No, I don't want to jinx us.
Oh, remember Tom Rafferty a couple years ago when he was on here on the on the station? He would even use the S word. He'd call it Jell-O. He'd be wearing
right?
the forecast and go, well, we're going to have 5 feet of Jell-O today.
Now, that's the spirit. I miss Tom Rafferty. Oh, I miss Tom Rafferty. He is
funny.
So great. Yeah, every once in a while I'll see him on Facebook, and he's just doing such a great job. Yeah.
And I'd be sitting in Providence laughing so hard. Like, this guy is so funny.
He's got a great sense of humor, that Tom. And I do, and I even though you like the Yankees, Tom, I know, you know, we still love you here at WARA. All right, let's get started with our out and about activities because we do have quite a few of them today. We have an annual fall harvest craft fair at 20 Hutchinson Road in Attleboro from 9:30 to 4. They have handmade seasonal items. They have a ton of little Santa items, too, with silver jewelry and lots of arts and craft things. So check it out. Oh, one of my favorite places in Attleboro, the Literacy Center, is having a mystery night from Saturday, which is today, from 6 to 8 p.m. You can go through the mansion, gather clues to solve a mystery. You go on a scavenger hunt, which I love. So the Literacy Center even has free used books, too. It's $5 a person. You pay $5 at the door. You get clues. You go through the whole mansion. I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun. And support our Literacy Center because it's such a great organization and one near and dear to my heart. Next door, the Attleboro Library, this morning from 9 to 2 p.m., they have a used book sale, which I go to every year. Hundreds of new and gentle used books are for sale from children's, teens, and adult books. And they have a great, huge assortment of books. Prices for those books, 50 cents to a dollar.
Wow.
They even have, like, book bags for $5 and DVDs, too. I mean, it's a phenomenal. They organize it so well, I have to say.
Wait a minute. I dropped my pen. Where's this place again?
The Attleboro Public Library.
How far North is that
Main.
From here?
Follow me. Oh, actually, no, because I go to Mackey's for breakfast, and then I come back and do my Attleboro Farmers Market, and then I go to the Literacy Center, and then I'll be going to the Attleboro Library.
Oh, I forgot. I got to look at the itinerary here. Elaine goes to Mackey's at...
No, wait a minute. No. Anyway, so check it out. The Attleboro Library today from 9 to 2, used book sale. Okay, great. Oh, my God, hundreds of books. I encourage everybody to go and support our local library. Then tonight, come back to Attleboro for the Literacy Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Mystery night, and that is a lot of fun. That mansion is beautiful. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and they're giving away free gentle used books, too. The Farmers Market, like I mentioned earlier, it's today from 9 to 1. We only have two more left, and I understand there's an apple pie contest today. I should have had Heather call in and talk to us about this farmer's market and the apple pie eating contest. I'll be eating apple pie later. See, it's a Freudian slip because today's the kind of day where I make a beef stew and I make an apple pie. So I'll be doing that later today.
Nice things to warm the house up.
It smells so good, too, with the cinnamon and the apples baking in the oven. All right, I digress. Here we go. The YMCA in Attleboro has a haunted happenings, and they're having their fall haunted happenings today, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4. They're also calling it a fall festival, too, and there'll be hay rides, carnival rides. Wow. Pony rides. Wow. A petting zoo. They'll have arts and crafts and obstacle course, bouncy houses, face painting, and lots of entertainment. Wow, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really does. Oh my God, this sounds like I want to go. These haunted happenings scare the heck out of me, I have to say. I don't like to be scared. You know, I mean, dressing up for Halloween and stuff like that is fun, you know, but I don't like to go to haunted houses. I really don't. I freak out when I am scared like that. I went to one, I think it was Escobar Farm once many years ago, and forget it. Chainsaw guys chasing after you and, you know, zombies coming at us. It was like, oh, I don't think so.
That stuff used to scare me when I was a kid, but you know what scares me now?
What?
Opening up a letter from the IRS.
That's really funny. That's really great. Oh, my God. That is really good. I like that. Hey, listen, I found some information about the Attleboro Farmers Markets going to be here at Connell Field at Capron Park. It says, this weekend's market is highlighted by two events. Wow. It's a third annual apple pie contest and a flu clinic. Folks, listen to this. So you can submit two apple pie entries, okay? You have to enter them by 10 a.m., and the winner will be announced around noontime. And from 10 to 11 this morning, the Attleboro Health Department will offer a public flu clinic, okay? So it's open to anyone 2 years old and older, and there'll be a limited amount of flu shots, obviously. But, they say that individuals are requested to bring your insurance cards because it is covered under your insurance. I think that's a great idea to offer to our public where a lot of people are. So anyway, I think that this is really great. So you want to check out our wonderful Attleboro Farmers Market. I mean, we only have two more left, so you want to get down today. And I would think, like, at noontime when the judging is done, there'll be delicious apple pies to eat. So
just in time for you to come and eat them.
No, I make my own.
Oh, all right.
But, I mean, they are very, 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 very good.
How come you're not in the contest?
Because I just read about it last night around 10 o'clock as I'm writing my show.
Okay.
Or else I would have done it. Yes, I think I really would enjoy that. So that's just something that I would consider
maybe
doing.
You could get in on next year's contest.
I would like to. Heather, if you're listening, I'll count me in. Anyway, the Attleboro Community Theater will present Glengarry Glen Ross play at the Bates Masonic Lodge at 71 North Main Street. Today at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. It runs through October 25th. Actually, at Roger Williams Park Zoo, the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, they have over 5,000 illuminated pumpkins, and those are running through from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Next Saturday, beer and wine tasting, woohoo, at Stony Lee Golf Course. Tickets are $25 per person on County Street. There'll be raffle prizes. There's going to be all kinds of different things that you can win. For more information, you're asked to email. Oh, yeah. You can email Doug@Triborough-Lions.org. No, that's not right. It's Doug@Triborough-Lions.org. And Ray also at Ray@Triborough-Lions.org. So it's actually being sponsored by the Attleboro Triboro Community Lions Clubs. Oh, okay. So it's a beer and wine tasting Saturday, next Saturday, October 24th, from 7 p.m. to 10 at Stony Lee Golf Course. And that's located at 1411 County Street in Attleboro. That's awesome. And one more event before we get into our thing called mindfulness before the break is the five corn mazes. If you've ever gone through a corn maze, you know what I'm talking about. And there are five spectacular ones. The first one is at Clark's Farm in Matunuck. The second one is Escobar in Highland Farm in Portsmouth, which is a big, huge farm. We also have one closer at Cumberland Hill Farm in Foster. Oh, I thought that was Cumberland Hill Road. But over here in Cumberland, but it's not. It's in Foster, Rhode Island. Manfredi's farm is in Westerly. And the last one is Confrida's greenhouse in Cranston. Those are five huge, huge corn mazes. Have you ever been on a corn maze?
No. My brother-in-law owns Pippin Orchards Farms.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine had gone to the other one this weekend, or this past weekend, Confreda, and she took her grandson. She was...
Yep.
Running around after him with a video.
Oh, my God. It is.
Taking his I don't know. It looks like, by the looking at the video, it looks like you could easily get lost in this maze.
Well, that's the whole idea. I think I went up to the Davis cornfield years ago. And Mr. Davis, they were dressing up in a Star Wars alien theme. So you had clues. You had 20 clues to get through the maze. So you had to find these 20 clues, answer the question, and that would forward you through left or right, you know. And then you actually get to a bridge, and there he is. And so I'd say to him, okay, I said, he said, do you want the long way or the short way? I said, I think I'd like to get out now after like 40 minutes. You've had enough. It was fun when you first go in, you're all excited. But after 40 minutes of getting lost and going in through different passageways, you want to go. He said, okay, go left, left, left. So I went left, 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 come around, boom, right there by the bridge again. Hi, Mr. Davis. Hi. I said, I thought you said you were going to get me out of here. He said, no, I thought you should come back again and say and see me, I guess. I said, so I really should have gone right, right, right. And he didn't say anything. He said, it's up to you. So that's exactly what I did, and I finally got out of it. But it was like, oh, my God. But you can actually do a nighttime one, and that one would I won't do it. Don't even approach me with it. Forget it.
Probably have people dressed up, jump out at you.
Yeah, and I forget that. Anyway, there are two movies worth mentioning. Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks is getting a lot of buzz. Steven Spielberg directed this 1950 story. And it's getting a lot of, it's just really great. It's got 4 stars, and it says it's the best acting in Tom Hanks' career. So it's a spy thriller, and it's got a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, it just, Tom Hanks is such a great actor. He can play anything, you know. And I think that this movie here, I promise you, I really do want to go see this. This is really great.
What was the name of the movie with him with talking to the ball? Remember that? And the ball's name was Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, what was the name
Castaway.
Of that? Castaway. Castaway, that's right.
Yes. And then there's one more, Goosebumps with Jack Black. It's a funny comedy, goofball kind of thing, you know, everybody. It's just a lot of references to old horror fans and Teen Wolf and The Shining. And it's just really a crazy, fun popcorn kind of movie that's playing today too. And there's one more craft fair I wanted to mention. It's on Sunday at the Holiday Inn in Mansfield. This is one of the largest ones in our area. It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 at the Holiday Inn in Mansfield. Admission is just $2.50. They've got over 100 vendors. If you're looking for something or someone's, you know, gift for Christmas, I suggest you go there because you can get a lot of different things from a lot of different vendors. And what better way to say I love you than to give you something that's homemade by someone that is really a great crafter. Well, listen, we're running a little over our break here, but you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. And on the flip side of this, we have our own Jim Corbin is going to give us a weather update. And then we'll get into a little subject called mindfulness. Take care. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine LaRoche here on AM 1320.
Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, about the Salem witch hunts will be presented at 142 Clinton Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island by the Stage Ensemble on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th at 8 p.m. A Sunday matinee will follow on the 25th at 2. For more information, visit the web at ristage.org or call 800-838-3006.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird.
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants.
Clean out your closet and share the warmth with those in need. The Duffy Pool Funeral Home Winter Coat Drive will accept donations of new or gently used winter coats from October the 24th right straight through to December 12th. A winter coat bin will be set up for your convenience at Duffy Pool Funeral Home, located at 20 Peck Street in Attleboro. The coats will then be given to families during the week of December 18th through the 25th at the St. Joseph's Food Cellar, located on Linden Street. Thank you for joining Duffy Pool Funeral Home in assisting those in our community that are truly in need this winter.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and in our second hour, our second half hour, I wish we had another hour, but Jim Corbin will be calling in and giving us a heads up on what is happening with this weather. It is so cold out today. I don't know what the temperature is outside just yet, but oh my God, it feels like a frost is on the pumpkins this morning.
Well, let's see this. On the thermometer here, it says cold, very cold, too cold, extremely cold. It's almost near the extremely cold mark, Elaine.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
then it says run for the hill, snow's coming.
Hey, not for another 2 months. I don't want to see snow till December. Like December, the week of like December 20th.
Yeah.
It can snow that week, you know? And then Christmas, and then, okay, it's all good. But
then
I have
I'm ready
to say,
for the flowers.
Yeah, spring is not going to be anytime soon. I think we're in for it. But I think that Jim was saying about this winter, it's going to be milder than last year, but it's going to be more wet. But I want to find out what's going on this week because... Goodness, I mean, I pulled out the winter coats, I've got my boots ready, and it's like, oh my God, it's just so cold, you know? Man. But you know what I did is I bought and had installed an electric car remote starter, and it was great getting in the car today, so let me tell you, it was awesome. This is my own indulgence that I have in my life. It's like, oh my God, I bit the bullet, I shopped around, and I had somebody install this car remote, and
now,
it's awesome.
Do they make these car installers factory, like,
yes,
that go along with, let's say, Nissan or Chevrolet or whatever?
Toyota or whatever, yes. Yes, they absolutely do. And actually, some people that work for car dealers actually do this on the side, and I was very fortunate to get somebody who has his own audio and a car remote system business on the side, which I got a really great deal for. So I'm looking forward to talking to Jim Corbin this morning and seeing what's going on this morning.
He's going to tell us, so here he is.
Hey, Jim.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
All right.
I don't think you can tell me.
It was going to be cold.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this cold. Oh, my goodness.
Well, as I always use the R word, relative, this is actually about the time we usually get this kind of cold. It's just that we had such a warm September, one of the warmest Septembers on record, and so far October has been about average, that we finally are getting sort of a dose of reality. But yeah, it is certainly chilly out there. We actually have seen the temperature come up a few degrees, Elaine, because we had some clouds come in the last hour or two. In fact, there was kind of an oddball shower, a thunder shower over Martha's Vineyard again this morning. But the bottom line is the cold front has passed off and offshore, obviously, and we're going to have the chilliest weekend that we've seen since last April. So, but really with no problem. If you can just stand the cold, dress appropriately for outdoor activities or what have you, it should be okay. So outside of a little light sprinkle in a few spots early this morning, we're going to have a mixture of clouds and sun. Temperatures should get eventually into the low 50s. Again, we did see, as a matter of fact, I saw a 30 from Norwood, which is not typically, which is not unusual for that area. That's, of course, going up Route 95 just before you get to 128 there. The airport is right in the Neponset Valley, so it typically is cold. But the temperature has come up. We're going to reach the low 50s this afternoon, which we have not seen in terms of a daytime high temperature again since last April. And tonight, becoming mostly clear, it will fall down to near or below freezing. So if you have any plants, tender plants, I'll tell you, they could be finished off in the morning if you don't bring them in or perhaps harvest them, certainly plants or vegetables. And then tomorrow, even colder than today. Can you believe that? High temperatures in the mid-40s. Now, both today and tomorrow, especially in the afternoons, we'll have a pretty good breeze. So there'll actually be what I like to call sort of a baby wind chill, making it several degrees colder than what the actual air temperature is. So certainly tomorrow, the coldest day so far, today being the coldest up till now, tomorrow will be colder than today. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and how about this, Elaine? Monday morning, we could be easily looking at least mid-20s in many areas in the early morning as many of us head back to work or school. So just keep that in mind. You may have to scrape off some frost on the windshield. That will depend on how much wind we continue to have overnight. But even if you're not doing that, it's going to be really cold for this time of the year. But again, it's not that unusual, but we have seen it in the past at this time of the year in mid-October. But it's not that typical either. So at any rate, as we head into Tuesday, the good news is, and you'll like this, we're going to start warming up again. So we'll get back after a cool start on Tuesday. Tuesday morning, probably somewhere in the 30s, we'll reach probably the low and mid-50s again on Tuesday afternoon. And then it looks like we may be in the 60s by Wednesday. How about that?
Wow.
So, yeah, it's we are in a freeze warning, which kicks in at 1 a.m. tonight till 7 or to 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and that's from the National Weather Service over in Taunton. So, cold weather for 3 days, really. It's today, tomorrow, and Monday are the three cold days, and then we start to warm up for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Wow. Now, Jim, we were talking, Mike and I were talking about when do we turn back our clocks?
Yes, I heard you talking about that. It's I think you were right. It's 2 weeks from this weekend, officially 2 a.m. November 1st, which is obviously the night of Halloween, mm-hmm. the 31st, and then November 1st at 2 a.m. is that Sunday morning. So, we set them back. As I always say, we don't really lose any daylight. We just rearrange the time of it. So it's going to be darker in the late afternoon, obviously, but it'll actually be a little bit lighter for a time in the morning again. Because the sun will be rising 1 hour later, at least initially. But, of course, the sun will also be setting 1 hour earlier. So that's the negative thing. But, yep, we set the clocks back ahead. Set the clocks back 1 hour, 2 weeks from tonight.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't believe it. That now it really does feel like fall has come in.
You start to see it, really over the last couple of weeks, I'm sure many can notice, not only the fact that the leaves are changing, and some leaves have come down, but also you just have those longer sun angles. The sun is lower in the sky. It just has that look of fall, and eventually, as we go through November, it'll have the feel of late fall and eventually the winter time. And it does look like, which is not too difficult to predict, I think, that this winter will not be as cold as last winter, but that doesn't mean it won't be as unpleasant, what have you, because I think we're going to have a lot of events. I'm sure you've heard about El Nino.
Yes.
And which has caused good things and bad things, depending on where you are. The good things that it has caused or will is it's going to help the West Coast get wetter again and fill up their reservoirs. But it's not good overall, say, in the South. Florida is probably going to have a cold winter, cold for their standards, because there's going to be a lot of clouds, a lot of rain events down there. Of course, Florida and, say, South Texas or even right along the Gulf Coast, they strive on having people come down there in the winter to enjoy the sunshine. Well, if they don't have as much sun as they usually do, then they're likely to have a colder-than-average winter. I think our winter, maybe the temperatures will be about average. We're going to have a lot of these rain and mixed rain and snow events. So I think it's highly unlikely, and this is not sticking anybody's neck out, any forecaster that does this, it's highly unlikely we're going to have as much snow as we had last winter, which was very close to record-breaking in many areas. But I think we're still going to have a lot of unpleasant cold days, as I like to call them, cold, rotten days, with rain and a little bit of snow here and there. So it may not be as cold a winter, as a matter of fact, because I just said highly unlikely to be as cold and snowy a winter as last year, but it still will not be overly pleasant either.
Wow. Also, too, I wanted to ask you about the fall foliage. Like, when does it peak, or are we in that right now?
Well, we're in the peak of many of the sugar maples. Those are the ones, those smaller trees you see. A lot of times they're in swamps or in areas where they're not really tall trees. Those are the ones that have really nice color. They have usually red, yellow, and orange combinations. The leaves aren't too big. Those are peaking now. Then we have a lull. Not that it means we don't have color, but those start to fall off. And then we have the second real stronger peak when we have those oak trees that turn that gold, that deep maroon color, and as well as some of the other trees, the ash trees and some of the others. Really another, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks. Oftentimes, as I've said before, people think, oh, Columbus Day weekend is when it's the best viewing. Well, that's maybe if you go up into the northern mountains. But really, here in southern New England, southeastern Mass, Rhode Island, it's really the last week or so of October into really early November is when we get most of our color, meaning the majority of the trees have color in them. So that's the long-winded version of we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Okay, no, that's very good. I mean, I really appreciate your insight and everything. Now, was it snowing?
Yeah, it snowed on Mount Washington last night. Matter of fact, I just looked at their website, and you can see all of them in the fog. You can see snow on top of the on the deck there. And there's going to be snow in northern New England in the higher terrain, even outside of Mount Washington, because the cold air will be lifted up. And that's how, when you get lifting, that's why you have more snow or rain, depending on the time of year, in the mountains, because you have the wind has to lift up the hills. So it wouldn't surprise me to see a few flakes of snow, perhaps as far south as, say, Mount Monadnock in southern New Hampshire.
Wow.
So, again, cold air on the way. Our average high is 60 and our average low is 40. So, and you were wondering about the temperature. It's right around 40 degrees right now in the Attleboro area, greater Attleboro. It actually came up from the upper 30s about an hour ago from due to the clouds. So this is actually not almost fairly typical temperature this time of the year. It's just that we have not seen it yet. And especially noticeable really will be the daytime highs. Today, tomorrow, and Monday, all 3 days will be no higher than about 52. And in fact, of course, tomorrow and Monday, not getting out of the 40s in the afternoon.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you calling in and giving us that news. And I guess it's sweater season and winter coats are coming out of the closet.
Yeah, get the mothballs out and wipe off the cobwebs. And again, I wouldn't say a heavy winter coat, but certainly, you know, a light jacket, not a light jacket, but a light coat. Certainly a windbreaker at this hour of the morning would not do much good. So we're getting close. And again, it's amazing that it is exactly 2 weeks from Halloween today.
I know. I can't believe it. I know. Well, we'll be talking to you next week, Jim. Have a great weekend.
Okay. All right, Elaine. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. So Jim has given us a really great weather update, and looks like it's going to be a very chilly weekend ahead of us. But all the more reason to get out and about. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in our last 15 minutes. So we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, living in the moment and just being aware of things. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our last segment.
Do you love a parade? Well, sir, a Halloween parade is set to take place on Sunday, October 25th at precisely 12 o'clock p.m., starting at the Attleboro Norton Line to follow Route 123 to St. Mary's Church in Norton, Massachusetts. The kids can dress up in their Halloween costumes if they like and catch armfuls of candy. For more information about this family-friendly event, visit the web at www.NortonParksAndRec.com.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 9:10.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ghost Stories in the Cemetery will take place from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Sunday, October 18th, as part of the 100th year anniversary of Rehoboth. Do you have a ghost story or tale of the paranormal to share? Call the Blanding Library, located on Bay State Road in Rehoboth, at 508-252-4236.
Okay, I'm back. This is one of those mornings, folks. It's just really hard to get out of bed. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. It is cold out there. Goodness sakes. Anyway, when we started the show, I was talking a little bit about, just living in the moment. And here's an example. You've probably experienced driving down a highway only to realize you had no memory or awareness of the previous 15 minutes. I mean, maybe you even missed an exit, you know, you zoned out, you know, or your mind was someplace else. You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, it does really happen. Or you read something, a newspaper article or like a chapter in a book, and you realize, I don't know what I just read. I don't have any idea what is going on. So I call them autopilot moments. And that's exactly what it is. And Mike is laughing at me. But actually, a Harvard study says that, you know, sometimes, you know, you do lose your thoughts and you are sometimes not aware of the present experience. As a result, life passes you by. So I'm here to see what we can do to best avoid such blackouts, as they call them. And I'm glad that Harvard Medical School agrees with me. Oh, I feel so smart today. Goodness. Mike, you know I'm jesting. You know I am, folks, really. But, I mean, have you ever had that experience when you're driving down the street and you just are on autopilot and you just go, oh, I'm here, boom, and you don't remember the street or anything?
I find that happens a lot, too, at night. You know, when you're so used to seeing something during the day that at night everything looks different.
Mm-hmm.
And you can miss a street because you keep thinking, oh, it's further out. And then you go by a landmark that might not be street lit.
Right.
And then before you know it, you're like lost.
Right. But I wanted to know if our listeners had experienced that as well. Call us at 508-222-1320. It says, focus less on what's going on in your mind and more on what's going on in the room, you know, like less of mental chatter. And we all think about things like today. Like, for instance, I'm doing that right now. I'm aware I'm here doing the radio show. But I also have a list of groceries I'm going to buy that's out in the car. And I'm looking forward to putting together a pot roast. And so my mind is here, but there too. So they're saying just pull it in and you just need to focus on what you're doing right now.
Yep.
Focus in the present moment also focus you to stop overthinking. Being present-minded takes away some of that, you know, getting lost in your mind. And I think that we all do before we lose our mind.
Helps with stress and anxiety, too.
That's what they say, too. Yeah. So, I mean, like, we all live a very busy life, and I get that. I really do. But, you know, instead of, you know, they're saying just focus on what you're really doing in the present moment, you know. And they call it, you know, just, you know, if you're, whether you're, you know, having a cup of coffee, eating breakfast, taking a shower, basking in the sun, you know, you should really, or listening to a really great song, you know, stop and just be mindful of what you're doing, it says. It only takes a few minutes each day, they say, to really learn to not hurry through a meal or drink a cup of coffee or walking to the bus. When you experience more joy, happiness, when you do stop and look around you and appreciate all the things that you're noticing, it actually invokes in your own person positive emotion and very few, you know, feelings of sadness. So it takes that away too. So I guess being in the moment is what it's all about. I know that there was this whole movement, but you know, like Mark Twain, I like Mark Twain. He has really great, wonderful quotes, and he said, "I have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened. The hallmark of depression and anxiety is catastrophic, worrying about something that hasn't happened yet. It might not happen at all, but worry, you know, is the very nature, meaning about the future, and if you hoist yourself into awareness of the present moment, it seems that worrying melts away." So it's true. I mean, how many of us worry about Monday morning going to work or taking an exam or having a conversation with somebody? You know what I mean? It's like you always, or your boss, or asking for a raise. We always think of the worst case scenario, you know, when in fact, don't worry about it. Try not to worry about it. Just focus in on today, because really, and I always love this thing. I love this quote. It really does make sense. And it's like, you know, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today's a gift because it's a present. So when you think about that, I think that that says it all. And even though, you know, people do, I mean, we do, we all have hectic lives. I get that. I do. It's just that sometimes you really do have to just be mindful, and they call it mindful awareness. But okay, tips on living in the moment. What can you do? Well, it says take notice of the small things. You know, often we lose sight of the small things in life that keep us, you know, from the bigger things. So they say just shift your focus towards, you know, noticing small things, like, you know, drinking a cup of coffee, listening to a great music, smile more, you know, and be thankful. Expressing your gratitude to others and saying thank you to them from time to time is an excellent way of living in the moment. Don't hold back in expressing your thankfulness. I try not to do that. I mean, I try to do being very thankful and thanking people. I don't hold back expressing my thankfulness because people do good deeds all around me, and it's a good thing, you know. And this is a hard one. Stop worrying. If you want to live in the moment, you know, stop worrying, although it's not easy. But if you can try to stay focused and focus on what's happening in the moment. But that is really very stressful. Relaxing music. Oh my goodness, do I do that with my smooth jazz. That's why I love going to jazz clubs to listen to smooth jazz. I love that kind of jazz. Greg Abate was playing at Chan's a couple of weeks ago, and I took a friend up there, and we had a great time listening to some fabulous music, talking to him afterwards. I mean, it really does. I call jazz or smooth jazz soul fulfilling for me. It does it for me. Besides the love of my grandkids and my family, it's like jazz really fills that void of wonderment and music, and it just really does it for me. And you just got to find that. Some people like to exercise and go out there and exercise and that, and I have just started doing that, but I'm not there yet. So I'm trying to be a better person by trying to live in the moment too. So it just says, you know, just do however it is, whatever it is in your life. You know, don't live in the past. Can't think about the future right now. You know, you should dedicate 80% of your time, it says, in living in the present, which I think is really good advice. And that's my spiel for today. And I know that we're going to be going out and about and doing 1,000 different things today. And all this week, we've got all these wonderful things. I hope you get a chance to go out. And don't forget, King Richard's Fair is every Saturday and Sunday until the last week of October. Which is Halloween, and I plan on checking that out. I'm going to go for a couple of hours. I can't do a whole day of medieval times. I'm sorry. Mike is giving me this look like, what? But anyway, it's just me. I'm sorry.
You know what I like, too?
What's that?
I like going to a place called Sturbridge Village. It's like a time zone.
It
there.
Is. I've been there many times.
People dress
there.
Up there,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, and yes, and so many other things. So anyway, folks, we got to wrap up today. I want to thank you for listening to Out and About with Elaine. And stay tuned for Monday through Friday. Dominic Cotoia is on from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. And we're back here on local radio, WARA 1320, each and every day, 6 days a week. I wish you a very fantastic weekend. Get out and about, whether you're going to see a movie or find yourself lost in a corn maze, or go to the Literacy Center tonight from 6 to 8 and go on a scavenger hunt, or the Attleboro Library from 9:30 to 4 this afternoon for getting some fabulous new and used books. And also check out the Attleboro Farmers Market. We only have 2 more weekends and then that's it. They have a great apple pie contest, which will be judged by noontime, and I'm heading up there a little bit later on. And just get out and about yourselves, and don't forget, stay in the moment, and remember this: yesterday was history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today's a gift. It's called a present. Meet me back here next Saturday. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Jim, for enhancing my show this week. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you back here next Saturday with Out and About with Elaine.